today we'd like to see the title of a full AG, the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 through 14. Before starting the Bible study or seeing the Word of God, we want to see three questions. Number one, in verse 8, what does the phrase of obedience by the things which he suffered mean? Question 1, in verse 8, what does the phrase of obedience by the things which he suffered mean? Question 2, in verse 9, what does the word of perfect mean in this syntax? In verse 9, what does the word of perfect mean in this syntax? The last question, what do you mean a babe or a baby in this context? In the Bible, is there any other meaning? The last question, what do you mean a babe or a baby in this context? In the Bible, is there any other meanings? The book of Hebrews was written by anonymous author just before Titus the Roman soldier destroyed the temple of Jerusalem. The book of Hebrews does not indicate the author, but we know that audience is the Jewish Christians. Audience are the Jewish Christians. So, the date of the writing of the book of Hebrews is from 64 through 68 A.D. The book of Hebrews' main theme is Christians' relationship with God the Father in our Lord Jesus Christ's grace, not in law, or keeping the law in the Old Testament. So what does it mean? If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of your faith, the Lord Jesus Christ gives you the Holy Spirit. So that's totally the Lord Jesus Christ's work, or God's work, not your work. That's called grace, unmerited favor given by God freely. God does not ask you anything, your education, your money, your effort, no. Just require your faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. At that moment, your relationship with God is restored. Because Adam's original sin, all human beings' relationship with God was broken. So only to restore the relationship with God the Father requires your faith alone. So whether or not you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior or not, so you accepted Him, so your relationship with God is restored. So that's called grace, freely unmerited favor given by God to you. So the author of the book of Hebrews, book of stories, talks about God's relationship in Jesus Christ's grace, not in law relationship. Verse 8, although he was a son, he, which means Jesus Christ, was a son, the Son of God, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. What does it mean, obedience by the things which he suffered? So Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, Jesus prayed three times on Gethsemane garden. So again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." Here is this cup. This cup meaning the rest of God's cup. Or this cup is the symbol of a crucifixion to come. So Jesus wants to avoid crucifixion after 2 days later, which is Friday. So, but your will, God's will be done over my will, Jesus' will. Jesus doesn't want to take a crucifixion because Jesus doesn't want to break Jesus' relationship with God the Father because of a crucifixion, which means Jesus bears all human beings' sins. So, but God's will be done. So Jesus submitted to God's will, therefore Jesus was going to be crucified. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, talks about Jesus' mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So basically, let Jesus' mind be known to you, who, being in the form of God, Jesus is God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. But Jesus by himself did not consider as God, although Jesus was God, but made himself no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of a man. Jesus was incarnated in the womb of a Virgin Mary, and being found in appearance as a man. So talking about incarnation, Jesus is God, but Jesus became a man through Virgin Mary. He humbled himself and become obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So Jesus submitted to crucifixion. Therefore, obedience by the things he suffered means obedience, the death of the cross. The death of the cross, talking about that. This kind of obedience to God's will, or obedience by the things we suffered, that kind of faith can be applied to us who are Christians. The First Peter chapter 4, verse 19. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him, or the Lord Jesus Christ, in doing good as to a faithful Creator. Sometimes we suffer according to the will of God. At that moment, we do not understand that this is suffering, such as finance difficulty today, or health difficulty, or family difficulty, such as we do not understand. But we are following God's will. We are delivering gospel. We are teaching the word of God. We are serving good charity to the poor people. But we are suffering. But we don't know. But here the Bible says through Peter, commit their soul, our souls, to the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean? We just trust in God. We believe in God. In doing good things, so we should do good things according to God's will, as a true faithful Creator. So no matter what our circumstances, which is suffer, we just trust God to the Lord, to the a faithful Creator. So, that's the obedience by the things Jesus suffered can be applied to us. We should trust in God, like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, your will be done, which meaning God Father's will be done over my will to avoid crucifixion. Verse 9, and having been perfected, perfected meaning is completed. On Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus said, it is finished, or finished, or completed, or matured, that meaning perfected. He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. While you're talking about who is the author of eternal salvation, That's Jesus Christ. What does it mean? If you do not believe Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved, because Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation. So only one way you can be salvation, or you can receive salvation, only one way, you should trust, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. No other way than the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 also talk about captain of salvation. Captain also same meaning. Author, captain of their salvation. For it was a fitting for him, for Jesus Christ, for whom are all things. So all creatures exist for the Lord Jesus Christ, and by whom are all things. All things, all creatures are created by whom? By the Lord Jesus Christ, in bringing many sons to glory. So Jesus Christ's crucifixion lead many people or many sons to bringing to the glory, God's glory. Because Jesus' crucifixion, we can have opportunity to cleanse our sins upon our face alone. So that's why we can have glory to make the captain of their salvation. So Jesus is the captain of our salvation, or our the author over our salvation, which meaning Jesus is the creator of our salvation, or the author, or the captain of our salvation. Perfect through suffering. So Jesus got your servant perfect through suffering. We know that faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word of God. So to perform, to finish it, to establish it, the word of God is Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ's crucifixion leads to save all people. So give opportunity to all the people. Whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior shall have salvation. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 talking about looking unto Jesus. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So our faith author, or our faith's captain, is Jesus. So faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word of God. The word of God that talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, our faith finisher is the Lord Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So joy giver is the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does it mean? If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the God gives you the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit dwells in you. The Holy Spirit fruit is agape love. Agape love, which is described as several things, such as joy. So, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, so you shall have the Holy Spirit fruit as love. Love, as described, is such as joy. So, joy giver is the Lord Jesus Christ. Despising the sin, and has sat down and right hand of the throne of God. So right now Jesus Christ is sat down over the throne of God. Then verse 10, called by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus Christ is the high priest. So in the Old Testament, we know that the high priest the qualified to be the descendants of Levi, especially Aaron, Levi. So Levi's father is Jacob, or Israel. Jacob's father is Isaac. Isaac's father, Abraham. So Abraham worshipped the king of Melchizedek. So Jesus Christ followed in the order of Melchizedek, not in the order of Levi, descendants of Jacob or Israel. So Jesus is a high priest. A high priest plays a function before the people. High priest is the representative of God. Before God, high priest is the representative of the people. Likewise, Jesus Christ is a mediator, but the difference, Jesus is a forever high priest, but the Levi high priest, Aaron's high priest, limited to their physical lives. Their physical lives. So that's a different. Also, annually, they should they give a sacrifice to the Lord to cleanse the high priest's own sin. But Jesus is sinless, so Jesus doesn't need the offering to cleanse away his own sin. That's different. So Melchizedek talk about Psalm chapter 110, verse 4. The Lord has sworn, or the Lord makes an irrevocable promise and will not relent or will not be changed. You are a priest forever, the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ is a priest forever, not limited to for human life, not like unlike in human life, according to the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus Christ is a high priest according to Melchizedek, whom Abraham worshipped as the forefather of Israel or Levi tribe. Over whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. Basically, the author of Hebrew, so Hebrew author, most scholars think that the author might be a disciple Paul, because the style of writing is very logical. So that's why most people think or believe the author is a disciple Paul. Right here, over whom we have much to say, hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. Basically, this author is a warning to audience, to Jewish Christians, the Hebrews audience, basic warning, because they are spiritually immature, spiritually immature. That's why in this context talks about babe, spiritual immature. The Bible also spiritual immature talk about here the Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9. Isaiah the prophet also talks about spiritually immature. Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk. So those babies just eat off from milk. Those just drawn from the breast. So mom's breast. So basically the prophet cannot teach it to the babies the solid food of a message or God's word. That kind of rhetorical questions the Isaiah talks about, chapter 28, verse 9. Also, the First Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, disciple Paul talks about babies too. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people versus spiritual, immature people. But as to carnal, as to babies in Christ, as to babies in Christ, I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it, and even now, you are still not able to receive solid food rather than milk. But here, basically talks about the baby's derivative is immature. So this is this author of Hebrew used the baby or babies as an example spiritual immature person. But the Bible, on the other hand, the babies to be used as a good characteristic, such as a purity, pure heart. For example, Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said, "At that time, Jesus answered and said, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things, which mean godly things, from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babies.'" So babies can see godly things. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, "Blessed are the pure people in heart." Pure people in heart. "He shall she see God." He shall she God. So if you have a pure heart, you shall see God. So, also Mark 10, verse 15, "Assuredly, I say to you, whosoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." So, you should have the purity like a little child or babies, then you may enter the kingdom of God, or you may see God. So, but unlikely, on the other hand, in this context, babies is described as a spiritual immature person. So, this Bible, the five derivatives talk about, first time, spiritual immature person, babies, hard to explain to solid food, which meaning solid God's word. Number two, dull of hearing. So, the spiritual immature people are dull of hearing or are dull of understanding. Number 3, verse 12 says, "For though by this time you should be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God or of the word of God." So basically, the elementary principle. So, someone to teach you again the first principles. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Because the spiritually immature babies cannot receive solid food rather than milk. "For everyone who partakes only of milk or who uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness." So they cannot understand the word of righteousness, or therefore they cannot apply the word of righteousness to them. For, because he is a baby. So Bible talks about right here, this author of Hebrew, baby's five spiritual immaturity derivatives. Number one, hard to explain. Number two, dull of hearing. Number three, someone to teach you again the first principle. Number four, needs milk and not solid food. Number five, unskilled in the word of righteousness because he is a baby. But solid food, but contrast, solid food belongs to those who are full age. That is those who, by the reason of a user, so reasonable analysis, reasonable mind, reason of a use have their senses. So we have a sense, eye sense, or a hearing sense, or a taste sense, or a feeling sense. Their senses exercise to discern both the good and evil. So, full aged or spiritual mature people can discern which is good or which is bad according to God's word or according to the oracles of God. So, unfortunately, today many Christians really involved in entertaining program rather than through study or through receipts. Receiving the solid food, the word of God. Because the word of God fills your spirit, our Holy Spirit. So we need the word of God, because the word of God fills our Holy Spirit. So purpose of a church, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 14 talks about, and he himself gave, God himself gave some to be apostles. So in early church, we know apostles, you know, Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul, some prophets, in the Old Testament, they are prophets, some evangelists, today also evangelists, for example, Billy Graham, that's a typical evangelist, and some pastors and teachers, like Chuck Smith or other people, for the equipping of the saints. The purpose, equipping of the saints or of the believers, for the work of a ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. So the knowledge of the Son of God, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, to perfect man, or to make a mature saints, mature belief. So church purpose is to mature each creature to the measure of the statures of the fullness of Christ. So all creatures' example is the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are living to be conformed in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. That we should no longer be children or be babies, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. So every windy doctrine, for example, 1960, John F. Kennedy proclaimed the situation of truth. So that kind of windy doctrine today is an emerging church kind of doctrine. So about 10 years ago, New Age doctrine, some kind of windy doctrine by the trickery of a man in the cunning or cheating craftiness of deceitful clothing. So the church purpose is to perfect or to make you mature with the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Then in response to windy doctrine or some kind of cheating doctrine, the First Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, Peter said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. So basically, you should be sanctified in your heart. So you are sanctified just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. Which meaning, be ready to answer. Somebody asks a question, what is your hope? So in your heart. So all Christians' is ultimate hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. During our life, we should be just like Jesus Christ. So when we leave from the earth, either by physical death or by meeting the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, so we are glorified as the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So in you, with meekness and fear, so you should be ready for answer with the humbleness and fear, holy fear, not like the proudful heart, no arrogancy, but with meekness and fear, having a good conscience. So you should have a good conscience, not like a bad conscience, such as making money or making own profit, rather than to glorify God. There, when they defame you as an evildoer, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. So somebody make a bad word against you, or defamation, or reviler, bad word against you, that moment you are ready to answer to them with God's word. So that's why God's word fills your spirit. Then let the Holy Spirit control you. Let's see each question. I want to give you answer. In verse 8, what does the phrase of obedience by the things which he suffered, God suffered, mean? That answer, the death of the cross. Jesus Christ, the death of the cross. Question 2. In verse 9, what does the word of perfected mean in this syntax? Perfect mean is completely matured or full aged. So that person can eat solid food. Question 3. What do you mean a babe or babies in this context? So the Bible explains five derivatives. Number one, hard to explain. Number two, dull over hearing. Number three, someone teach you again the first principles. Number four, neither milk and not solid food. Number five, unskilled in the word of righteousness. In the Bible, is there any other meaning? The answer is yes. Any other meaning? Pure heart. So if you have a pure heart, you shall see God. So you is blessed. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, 5 minutes left. Let's sing song, all together, last song.